So I would like to welcome all of you very affectionately. I think today is a very important day for us devotees. It is the day where Lord Balaram's older brother appeared in order to prepare the ground for Krishna to come. Balaram's Jayanti and Krishna Jayanti, Balaram's appearance day and Krishna's appearance day are intimately connected, and the connection is that Lord Balaram is preparing our heart. Unless our heart is prepared, it is very difficult for us to have any God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. When our heart is unprepared, then whatever divine inspirations come to us are not entering the heart, but are passing by the heart, left and right, and are never touching or transforming us. And an unprepared heart is a closed heart, and a prepared heart is an open heart. So we will talk a little about Lord Balaram. And I would like to especially highlight how Lord Balaram makes Krishna appear in our lives. So let us just sing Jai Radha Madhava, and then we will continue. Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopidana Vallava Girivara Dhari. Gopidana Vallava Girivara Dhari. Sonanandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Panachari. Jamuna Tira Panachari. Natira Balachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Pidana Vallava Giribara Dari Pidana Vallava Giribara Dari Yasoda nandana vraja jana nandana Yasoda nandana vraja jana nandana Yamuna tira vanachari Yamuna tira vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Shila Prabhu Pada. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Krishna Balala, Krishna Balala, Krishna Balala, Krishna Balala. Ora prema nanni hari hari bo Krishna kanaya dauji kabai Krishna kanaya dauji kabai Hare Krishna That's a very nice verse which describes a little bit about the appearance of Lord Balaram. Please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Devakya yatare garabhaṁ sheshakyam dhamamahamakam tatsanikrishya rohinya udare saniveshaya maya tatam idam saravam jagat avyaktamutina matstani savabhutani Na chaham deshvavastita, na charmatstani bhutani pashyame yogamaishvaram bhutabringna cha bhutosto mamatma bhutabhavana. Lord Krishna had a meeting with his divine energy, Yoga Maya, just before he appeared. And he gave this energy of him, Yoga Maya, by which he and his incarnations, avatars and expansions appear. He gave that divine energy, Yoga Maya, an order. He said, within the womb of Devaki is my partial plenary expansion known as Sankarshan or Shesha. Without difficulty, transfer him into the womb of Rohini. So he says, Balaram has already appeared. He is there in the womb of the person through which I intend to appear. He is there in the womb of Devaki. Yes, he says like this. And Prabhupada says, the first plenary expansion of Krishna is Baladev, also known as Shesha. The Shesha incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead supports the entire universe. And he later will say, the Shesha incarnation or Balaram incarnation creates a suitable situation for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So please see in your mind the scenario. Lord Krishna wants to appear in this world. Now, he has many expansions, and one of these expansions will help him to make his appearance. The Brahma Sanghita gives us an analogy so that we can understand Krishna's expansions. He says, Krishna is like the original flame, let us say a flame on a candle, And all other expansions, incarnations are like expansions of that original flame. No? When you have a candle, you can light another candle and another candle and another candle. You can have hundreds, billions of candles, but they all come from that first original candle. So the first candle after Krishna, so to say, the first expansion after Krishna is Balaram. It is sometimes said when Krishna moves one step to his right side, he becomes Balaram. When we move one step to our right side, it's inconsequential. Nothing happens. Maybe we fill the space next to us. That's the only thing which happens. But then the original space which we occupied is now empty. So when Krishna decides, well, let me expand, he just steps to his right side, and then he's there as Balaram. And from Balaram, so many other expansions come. If you go back to our example, how from an original candle light, a second comes there. And from that second candle light, an unlimited number is lit. There's Buddha, there is Kalki, there is Varaha, Narsingadev, Rama. So many expansions which come from the one Lord. Amazing expansions. Now, this Balaram prepared the womb of Mother Sachi so that her womb would be suitable for Krishna to come in. This is suitable, to make it suitable, he really removed all the material influences and made it into a dham, a holy place, an entirely spiritual place, so that Lord Krishna could come there. Some commentators said he even put a little bed in the womb of Devaki, so that Krishna, when he appeared, he could immediately rest very nicely in a bed. That is what some say, but others will say other things. The main point is he made an arrangement so that Krishna, the Lord, would appear. It's almost like in this world when there is a young couple, husband and wife, and they feel that there is the time to expand their family, then they will decide to have a child, and when the child finally comes, they will have one room, it's very clean, very good photos of Vrindavan maybe, and a nice little bed, so that when the child comes, the home is prepared, and it can lay down at a proper place. So when this idea of preparing is also there in this world. So Krishna's first expansion, Balaram, appeared to prepare everything for Krishna to come and to stay. That was his function. And now this particular function of creating ideal circumstances so that the Lord can come is the function of Lord Balaram. He does the preparation for Krishna's divine appearance. One very nice illustration is given in the work Gopal Champu by Srila Jiva Goswami. I think you all remember when Krishna left Vrindavan to first go to Mathura and later to Dwaraka, the Brijbasis, the inhabitants of the Vrindavan, very, very sad and very desperate. The Lord with whom they had spoken, the Lord who had looked at them mercifully, who had joked with them, the Lord with whom they had eaten, that same Lord who was had been so close to them, that he was their best friend and their beloved, their child in some circumstances, that same Lord had left Vrindavan. It is said when Krishna left Vrindavan, Radharani was so sad that she would cry in a way which made the stones break. We have in English the word, it's heartbreaking, but this was stone breaking. It's much more severe, the sadness, than ordinary people can experience. So Krishna always knew the people who are closest to me, the Brijbasis, are suffering terribly because of my absence. And he needed to make an arrangement for them. The Lord is very merciful. He is very kind to all the living entities, and he takes care of them in a nice way. So what he did is he sent Balaram from Dwaraka, who came to the residents, the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And when he saw them, he understood they are so sad in Krishna's absence. They will not be satisfied with me and with my talks about Krishna. They can only be satisfied by Krishna's personal return, by his personal darshan. So what to do to bring Krishna to them? Balaram knew what to do. He meditated about Krishna and he brought Krishna in his mind. And then, you know, he's Balaram. He displayed or manifested the presence of Krishna before the eyes of the Brijbasis. Especially, this is reported in the case of the gopis. They saw, when they talked to Balaram, they saw that all of a sudden Krishna was there. And he looked at them, and Krishna looked at them with his very merciful eyes. He smiled at them the way only the Lord smiled. And when they saw Krishna looking and smiling upon them, all their sadness left them. Srila Prabhupada writes about this in the Krishna book. He says, in the presence of Lord Balaram, all the gopis and all the other inhabitants of Vrindavan became as cheerful means joyful, as they had been before in the presence of both brothers, Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram. So Balaram brought Krishna into this world, first of all, before Krishna appeared, Balaram appeared and made everything suitable. He prepared everything very nicely for Krishna's appearance. And later also, when Krishna had left Vrindavan, he again he came and he brought Krishna by his transcendental potency, his powerful energy of loving devotion. He brought him and displayed him or showed him to the residents of Vrindavan so that they became happy again, as they were when Lord Krishna and Balaram were personally there. So this is the power of Lord Krishna, Balaram. He brings or he pulls, this is how it is explained, he draws Krishna and brings Krishna. Balaram, you can remember this, brings Krishna. That is why he is called Sankarsana. Sankarsana means to pull, or Shesha. No? This is here. Oh, yes. Yes, this is Lord Balaram's ability. Now, Lord Balaram also makes special arrangements to bring Krishna in our lives. And for that, Lord Balaram has one instrument and one person who helps him. The instrument which Balaram uses is, who knows what are the instruments which Balaram has? Plow. He has a plow. Krishna is wearing a flute. With that flute, he attracts all the living entities. We hear from the scriptures, the Bhagavatam, when Krishna was playing on his flute, then from everywhere, the deers were coming, the residents of Vrindavan were coming, the gopis were coming, being very much attracted. The birds would sit on the branches of the trees and go into meditation because they were previously great saints, and now they went upon hearing the sound of Krishna's flute into samadhi, into meditation, and they didn't move. So Krishna attracted everyone during his appearance, and he gave love of everyone, love of himself to everyone. But Balaram doesn't have a flute. He has a plow, and there is a reason for this. Our hearts are not very much attracted to Krishna. I know if I talk in an ISKCON temple for too long about Krishna, everyone falls asleep because the attraction is very minimal. It is just starting it's just becoming, just coming. So the attraction to Krishna of a conditioned soul is minimal, small, because the heart is attracted to other things. It is overgrown with so many weeds of material attachments. Sometimes devotees in ISKCON like to hear about Krishna, but I mean materialists, when they come and they hear devotees talking about Krishna, singing about Krishna, they think, what is going on here? They should talk about something attractive. They should sing about something attractive. Why not talk about the attraction of man and woman? That is always very attractive. So on. Unfortunately, the heart is so much covered with weeds that we are not attracted to the real attractive thing, Lord Krishna. We are attracted to other things of this world. Maybe our good name and fame, we are attracted, we are attached to this, or we are, now I think we are attached to eating, and we have not eaten any breakfast, so when is he stopping? We are a little attached to eating. So some attachment we have for so many other things, but not really so much for Krishna. This is because our heart is covered with so many weeds, so much junk is there. And so Balaram's way is, he has a plow and he prepares our heart. He weeds our heart. He takes all the anattas out. And the way he does this is by a person. He has his plow in one way, but very practical. It is done by a person who is dear to Krishna, who acts as our spiritual master, and who gives us instructions. Please do some service. Please don't always distribute service when you are getting service to others. Do some service. Don't free yourself always from service. Take service. This will help you to take the anattas, the dirty things out of the heart, the self-centeredness out of the heart. It will clarify the weeds. It will take out the weeds so that you can again be attracted to Krishna. Spiritual master will say, like Jayapataka Maharaj wrote now a message to all his disciples. He said, this was right when he woke up from his difficult surgery. He said, my request to all my disciples is that they follow all four rules and regulations very scrupulously. They should follow very scrupulously. So this is how our hearts get purified. We get instructions by our spiritual master, who are representing Lord Balaram in this function of plowing the heart. I would like to just say something, because many of you are chanting regularly. We have two very powerful holy name parties, Nam Ruchi, and we have our other party from Rambhatra. When you chant and you practice the chanting of the holy name, but you're not fulfilled in your heart, you're not satisfied in your heart, and you always want worldly things, maybe new iPhones, new dresses, and so on. It means somewhere in your heart there is a leak. How do we say leak? Etwas, was leckt, durchleckt, leak, ein Loch. No? When you hear about the holy name and you don't feel that there's detachment happening in your heart, it means somewhere in your heart there is a hole, a leak. And therefore, no matter how much holy name you put into your heart, how much you fill it, it will leave you again. The nectar will leave you, and you are unfulfilled and unsatisfied. It's almost like when you have a pot which has holes, you can fill in a lot of water, but it all goes out and flows out. You understand this example? So when you see in your spiritual life that no vairagya, no detachment is coming, but instead all the old attachments are there and they keep on staying, it means somewhere you are having a hole in your heart. Somewhere. These holes in the heart are called anattas, the unwanted things, the unwanted habits, the unwanted attachments, the material desires which cover our hearts so that we cannot be attracted to Krishna. These are things which create holes in our heart, that so that no matter how much we chant, how much we hear about Krishna, it leaves us, and we feel so unfulfilled that we are overwhelmed with so many material attachments that we hope will give some fulfillment in our heart, some happiness in our heart. You must repair at that time your heart. You must repair the holes. And whenever you turn to Lord Balaram or his representative in this world, the Guru Tattva, it's known, the spiritual master, it's a Tattva, Guru Tattva. I cannot explain now all about this. Then, my dear devotees, you will get instructions how to repair your heart, how to take care that the holes are removed and that your chanting, that it stays inside, that the nectar remains there and becomes more and more and more and more, so that you are able one day to actually see Krishna in his form as you chant his divine holy names. Free from these aparadas, free from these anattas, and free from this hole. This is a very important instruction. Therefore, we always this is the methods to purify our heart is to chant, but without committing the offenses. In our scriptures, it is said, I've put this note down, that the holy name has a tremendous potency. What it can do is it can change our heart. It can change our whole being. The example which is given is when you hold a piece of iron into fire, the iron stops being iron and becomes fire. So if you chant the holy name, then you are in contact with the fire. And the holy name will slowly, slowly transform you so that all the unwanted things get removed, get burned, get taken out, so that you are free again to sing and dance and be happy in your Krishna consciousness. Holy name is like fire. It can burn away all these weeds, all these sinful things from our heart and make our heart free. Where I live, the farmers are now going to the fields and they take all the weeds out and they burn their fields. Have you seen them? There's always a fire going in Czechoslovakia. I think we can see a lot. The fires on the field, have you seen? In Croatia we can see a lot. In Serbia we can see. So the holy name is like a divine flame. It will come into your life and it will burn away all the weeds and so on. If you learn to chant while you avoid the 10 offenses. You must learn this little secret. Just chanting alone it is good already, but it is like filling the nectar into a heart which has holes. You know, you chant and chant and chant. It's like pouring water inside, but it all goes out again, the nectar, and you remain the same with anattas. Now you must learn to chant while avoiding the offenses, the 10 offenses, at that time your heart gets repaired and it can hold the nectar forever and ever and ever and ever, and you never become empty again. These 10 aparadas, they start by respecting the devotees, serving the devotees. You have to not offend them, but respect them. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says how we can observe the 10 offenses in a positive way. The first positive habit you have to develop if you want to repair your heart is respect all Vaishnavas. Be kind to them. Help them. Even if they have mistakes or do mistakes, no problem. You're not here to criticize them. You are here to help them to move on in their spiritual life. The second is have deep faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not even Shiva or Brahma are able to are the Lord. Only Krishna is. No? The third is learn to look for the instructions of your spiritual master, and then don't run away from them like we are sometimes accustomed, but follow them scrupulously, follow them nicely. You will see immediate change is coming. In this way, you can all adopt positive habits in relationship to the holy name. And I would just like to say two more positive habits is try to be attentive when you chant. Just like you receive a guest and you are giving him your full attention, you're fully with him. So try when you chant to be attentive to the holy name, especially during japa. We have today seen something. We were with two wonderful devotees and they chanted a little unattentive because that was a new apartment for them and there was no altar. So we decided, let us all go together now and all together chant attentively our rounds. And it was a very nice thing. And finally, develop the habit to not take yourself too serious. This is a modern way to say become free from aham and mameti, from I and mine. Don't take your mind so serious. Don't take your body or the way you look too serious. You are not the mind. You are not the body. Don't take it so serious. It's an illusion about yourself. It's false. It's a false self. Don't just think, well, I have a body, I have a mind. They always want to go to the material world. The body wants to sleep. The body wants to eat a lot. And my mind is moody. It is in a bad mood today. Don't take it so serious. Just use it in the service of Krishna. These habits, positive habits, help you to avoid the offenses against the holy name and help you to repair your heart so that, let us say, the heart is prepared to receive Krishna and to keep Krishna in your heart. And that is the purpose of Lord Balaram. He prepares our heart. He makes it shiny. He makes it wonderful. I want to come now. It's, I want to say one thing more. So, my point was, we cannot always be attached to Krishna because we are attached to so many other things. But Lord Balaram, especially to his representative like Srila Prabhupada, will help us to make our heart into a fertile field, so that the seed of bhakti can be there and not be covered with weeds. It can be there and it can grow and grow and grow. Balaram therefore takes the weeds out. Take the weeds out. You don't need them. A fire needs to be put in the heart. the fire of chanting, and then whoop, our path is free. Wouldn't you like to be free? What is the price? The price is to just give up the things which make you unfree. And that will happen by Balaram's mercy. On this appearance day, I would like to guide you in a prayer to Lord Balaram from the Krishna book. But I want to just bring one more point. My dear devotees, if you want to advance, you must learn one little art, that is to bow down. Now, I made a note here about one very famous thing. Prabhupada had given a lecture, and at the end of the lecture, all the devotees bowed down to him. The one guest was there and he felt very uncomfortable. I don't know, when you went first to the temple and you saw everyone bowing down, you felt, what is happening? Should I bow down? Should I stay? Or should I? Though the guest said, I don't want to bow down to anyone. Then Prabhupada said, you have diagnosed your own disease very nicely. Are you listening? I don't think very much, but listen now much. Huh? That is the disease of materialism. Everyone is thinking, I want to be master. I don't want to bow down. Prabhupada then continued, you don't want to bow down, but you are forced to bow down. Then the young man said, yes, I am under my boss. I have to bow down to my boss. But spiritually, I don't want to bow down. Prabhupada replied, you are bowing down to everyone. You are bowing down to death. You are bowing down to disease. You are bowing down to old age. You are bowing down to so many things. You are forced. And still you are thinking, I cannot bow down. I don't like it. So the question is, where shall I be happy even by bowing down? And then Prabhupada said, that is Krishna. Only by bowing down to Krishna I will be happy. This we have to learn on Balaram's appearance day, to bow down. Let us bow down to Lord Balaram by chanting a very nice prayer and then by doing an aratik. Can I read the prayer to you? Yes? Good. Would you then like to pray the prayer also? Yes? Oh, good, good. I feel encouraged. I will first read it and then we will pray it. My dear Balaram, you are the most powerful personality and you are pleasing to everyone. Unfortunately, I forgot your glorious, exalted position. But now I have come to my senses and I remember that you hold all the planetary systems on your head merely by your partial expansion shesha. I have mistakenly disobeyed your order, and thus I have become a great offender. But my dear Lord, please know that I am a soul surrendered unto you, who are very affectionate to your devotees. Therefore, please excuse my impudence and mistakes, and by your causeless mercy, may you now release me. Please say, please bring your hands in a prayerful position. My dear Lord Balaram, you are the most powerful personality, and you are pleasing to everyone. Unfortunately, I forgot your glorious exalted position. But now I have come to my senses. I have mistakenly disobeyed your order, and thus I have become a great offender. But my dear Lord, please know that I am a soul surrendered unto you. You are affectionate to your devotees. Please excuse my mistakes. And by your causeless mercy, please free me. Shibalalama ji ki jai Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna. So in my lecture, I wanted to just highlight three things. Balaram brings Krishna by preparing us. He comes with a plow to purify our heart, and this is done by his the orders which we get through his dear devotee, the spiritual master. And his method, really, how to purify us, is to chant without offenses the holy name. I wish you a wonderful Balaram Jayanti, an appearance day, and a good feast also I wish you. May you all become fortunate. I want to just say I'm very grateful to the devotees here in Leipzig who keep this temple. Somehow or other, it's a very beautiful place. I can see really full of light, and I remember the deities of Gornitai. They were always here. They seem to just come out of a picture and show us, we are real, we are real, we are real. We are not just a picture, an imagination. I want to also thank very, very much in the name of our my God brothers also, and I think I can speak for Srila Prabhupada. It's difficult, but I want to thank the devotees who tirelessly, well, they're not tireless, they are exhausted, some of them, who travel around spreading the holy name. I saw yesterday very much how your focus is, how you wish to engage people. Gokrishna and Amarananda and myself, we could see, wow, they really want to bring people to the chanting. That's how you're not hiding from the people, but you're mixing with them and help them in their first steps in Krishna consciousness. That's very impressive. I wish you the protection and strength of Lord Balaram for this amazing service. Good. Krishna, I can see the time is up. What to do? We just thought we will end this program by a very small arctic to Lord Nityananda, a representative of Balaram. Is this a good idea? Good.